Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Can you imagine what it would be like to be a psychic? Well, you know, I think it could be very, very good, or maybe not so much. We're going to hear about that today. Have you ever wanted to know why or how some people can communicate with the other side? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you make predictions that actually come true? That sounds pretty exciting. Tell me, have you ever heard of the Aquarius Healing Center? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to expand your human awareness? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest co-host. He's a success coach extraordinaire. He is a psychic, and he will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice and some really, really great predictions. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4 Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Also, I want to share with our listeners today that if you would like to call in and speak with our guest, the phone number is 561-623-9429. That's 561-623-9429. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest. As he states in his brochure, as I've traveled around the country over the past 40 years, I've been inspired to see how many people I've been able to provide with insight and guidance. By 1973, I was ready to accept my gift and use it for the good of others. This took me down many exciting and diverse paths. However, no matter who or even how I was helping, I always noticed the one single common denominator that was my passion for my work continued to flourish as I saw how many lives I was able to improve with my guidance and my highly accurate predictions. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, psychic Don Davis. Hi, Don. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for those kind words, January. I have to back up just a bit because this is what happens in my world. You mentioned that I had a start, but you also mentioned the term expanding human awareness. Mm-hmm. I had a visitor come about 5 minutes before I called in to you to be on the show, and that visitor was a spirit. Her name was Quanah Boland. She is the founder, was the founder of Expanding Human Awareness, and sparked my journey into the psychic and spiritual medium world. I had to insert that because when you use those words, and I felt Quanta around me, I guess maybe she's going to help with the show. But anyway, again, thank you for those kind words.
Well, I love that we're going to talk about expanding human awareness, and I'm glad that she's going to join us today. Let's start and begin sharing where your success story started, where you were born, and who your early mentors were.
Okay. I was born in Spoon River Valley in the central part of Illinois, Abe Lincoln land. My hometown, he was a circuit judge. Not when I was a child. Obviously, he's 100 years ahead of me. But his Lincoln land is where I was born. Had a very privileged childhood, not monetarily, but loving and small town, just a world that young people don't get to enjoy nowadays. Anyway, that's where I started. I was led to a palmist that had some renown in the Peoria, Illinois area, and she looked at my hand and said, "You will be far greater than I am." Well, I don't think that's happened because Greta Alexander was quite famous. It read for many, many stars, etc. But she introduced me to Quanta Boland, who had the Expanding Human Awareness Group. When Quanta passed, which happened in the first year and a half I ran into her, I had quick lessons from her. And then I took over expanding human awareness. Later, in Arizona, when I lived there for several years, I did form the Aquarius Healing Center. And one of the really success stories that I would like to share is that we have a group of about 40 or so throughout the United States, and I think a couple overseas. Just magnificent people with healing energy. And we put our name on a list via the computer. And I contacted cancer again as soon as I moved back to Iowa. And, you know, I was given 2 years. Well, thanks to the group, Expanding Human Awareness, I'm free of cancer and doing well. So I'm not bragging about the healing center. I just want people to be aware that it is there. All they have to do is submit their name to my website and or email donna@psychicdondavis.com, and we'll get you on the list. We love helping people.
And once we go to the website, we can sign on, and then do you send out a newsletter?
I send out, what we can do is go to the news site. That'll tell you how to contact me.
Okay.
Same way if you would want a private reading, a phone reading, you could request it there. Through email, we'll set up the time. Then you can pay on my website through PayPal. Once I receive the payment, I put it in hold. After the reading, I then send it to my bank. If something happens, the reading doesn't happen, then I refund the money.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yes, you could get your names. We publish the healing list as needed, almost daily.
is this like a prayer
prayer group? Yes. The common term would be prayer group.
Okay. And so this is for people who are dealing with illness, and you can put your name on the list and you will get
emotional
all this.
Emotional and physical, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. And then I see that you were thrilled to learn in 1975 that you were one of only a handful of individuals to pass a screening test administered by the publication Modern People. In fact, their challenge proved that your predictions were 80% accurate. Nobody's perfect, but that's a pretty,
I'd like to meet the one that is.
That's a pretty impressive number. Tell me, Don, how old were you when you realized you had this ability?
I think in my 30s, maybe mid-30s. I can look back in life and realize the kids on the school ground would come up and ask me something, and, you know, being a smarty, I would answer, and it really didn't. I didn't know where the answer came from.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife recognized that I had something. That's why she hauled me off to this palmist, and, you know, I just knew things I shouldn't know.
Okay. That's a great way to describe it. Now, was anyone else in your family psychic, or did anyone else have...
You know, I think my mother was, but she didn't claim it. She, when she heard about me, she was a little bit, questionable.
Uh-huh.
But yet, she was blind in her, say, from 50 on.
Uh-huh.
And she would describe the dress that my daughter, you know, would go in, sit on her lap. She was blind. She'd say, "Oh, this is a pretty yellow dress. Look at the green flowers." You know?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, I think my mother had it. Yes.
Okay, so she had the ability to, even though she was blind, to see things that were around her, which is that's pretty amazing.
We lived with it, but other people would be in awe when
Yeah, that's what happens. I want to share with our listeners that previous to Don coming on the show, I received a lovely email from him. And in the email, he commented that he saw a book in my near future. And the reality is that in October, I will be releasing my sixth book, and it's called Real Fast Talk Radio. And the truth of this is I haven't really promoted it or shared it with anyone because I wanted to wait till we could do a proper launch. But I was very impressed with you, Don, that you knew about this book.
I hope I didn't bring it to light too soon. But I just when I sat down to respond to your email, it just popped right in my head. I thought, well, she's got a book coming out. It's going to do very well.
Oh, good. So, well, that's always good to hear that.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of doing well, we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. And then we come back with Don. We're going to talk a little more about some of the predictions he's made during his career. We'll be right back with Don Davis.
The new book, God Reconsidered: Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. Today we're visiting with Don Davis, and he is a psychic. And he tells us that he began to work with predictions, and he did publication in periodicals such as the National Tattler and Saga, as well as in Modern People, where he had a regular column. One of the proudest moments in his career came when he was asked by the Illinois State Police to assist in identifying the person responsible for multiple horrific crimes, murders in central Illinois. Tell us about that experience, Don.
Well, it was, there were three college girls in short time periods that were all missing, and the local detectives did contact me. We met, and I came up with the name. I'll tell you how it did it. It's more fun, I think, to hear how I got it. I was sitting there, and I got, oh, just like me, Donald. Okay. So, and then I got the outlaw, Jesse James, you know, bad guy. And so his name, oh, and then I got a season, and I first said winter, and I thought, no, it's hot. So his name was Jesse Donald Summer. And I gave that name, and sure enough, there was such a person.
Wow.
He was found, and one body was found in his garage under the, I don't think it was concrete back in those days. It wasn't all that long ago, but 40 years ago, they had garages still with planks for the foundation. And anyway, they found one body under his garage.
Okay.
They found one in a ditch, which would have been on the way from the college toward his little town. And I was with the detectives looking for them. If we had taken this one route, I would have had the misfortune of having to find that body in the ditch. I'm glad I didn't. That's something I'm glad I skipped. They did find that that was what was important. So, yes, the parents actually had made the request to bring psychics in on it. Greta, the one I spoke about, the Palmer, and I were brought in on it. And I just, these names came to me. And sure enough, he's in prison. I think he's passed now. But they find him.
I think it's interesting because you had several clues besides just having his name. You had the color of his car. You were able to tell them the getaway route taken and identifying characteristics such as his name and approximate age. Now, is this just something that you see in your mind, or how does this process work?
It just comes to me. I think if I were given, when I give my workshops, which I'm not doing right now, but I have done a lot of, I the thing that you have to stress is that first thought that comes to your mind. That's usually what's psychic. When we put our logic to it, we mess it all up. So, you know, it's just like when I sat down to respond to you, I felt this book. So I I poured it out. Just today, after hearing Expanding Human Awareness, I wanted to share that I had felt a spirit, my mentor, here with me. And sure enough, you're talking about Expanding Human Awareness, which was very familiar to me. It's very important you meditate to open and clear the mind of everything that's been going through it. Difficult, it is. But then that first thing that comes, when I am on the phone and I hear a person's voice, I'll usually ask maybe their name, not the whole name, just the first name. Mm-hmm. And I kind of work on a sun sign. I feel like you're a Leo. Are you a Leo?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay. Well, personality, yep. But I just, for instance, I feel like, you have Leo energy. So I'll ask that as a, just kind of get started, and then bingo, here comes stuff. And I throw it out, and if they're saying, oh, yes, then I know I'm on to them. Sometimes it doesn't go that well. Scorpio people like to keep things to themselves, so they're a little harder to read for, but once you break into their aura, then they're just fine and actually quite psychic themselves. But I'm not really an astrologer. I just used it for some backup information.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because my birthday, it was August 18th. I'm not going to say what year I was born, because most of my listeners know I'm an old lady already. But
I'm an old man, so here we are. I'm probably older than you.
Okay. Now, anyone who's listening, if you'd like to call in and talk to Don or ask him a question, the number is 561-623-9429, and both Don and I would love to chat with you. Now, let's talk a little bit about this Quanah Bolin, and this is the person that you met and you worked with her just before she passed over. What did she teach you?
She was a medium, and she knew the Chicago psychic. She was quite famous at one time in the Chicago group. That's where I had my bit of fame, was in the Chicago. I went from Peoria to Chicago to a big psychic fair at McCormick Place and ended up with a career. I chose not to follow it. I had two little girls, and I've had jobs, but I've always done it on the side. I kind of call myself a people person. I kind of get into what would make them happy. Sometimes they fight themselves. I'm not a psychiatrist. I haven't had any the background in that, but it seems like I can pick up on what would make them happy. Right now I have a success story of a couple that have found each other. I could see it happening 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was when I first read for him, and she was a protege of mine. Oh my gosh, these are going to get together. Well, it took a few years, but they're now engaged.
Okay.
So I'm and she's a protege. She does what I do in Peoria, Illinois. And, so I'm real proud of her, but I'm happier for what a prediction that has come true,
Absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about who Ed Lynn is, L-I-N-N, and how important he was to you.
Okay, well, in Quanah's class, I met Ed. He was also interested in this stuff. And when we were sitting in a circle and doing our exercises, and I said to him, I see a little girl in your lap. You're holding a little girl. And it turned out, it was Virginia. And it turned out that he had had a daughter who died of polio when she was 6.
And
she was visiting him. I saw the spirit of her sitting on his lap. And so Ed just became a very good friend, and he was very interested in my development, in working on developing himself.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of the world's good people.
Okay. That's wonderful. You know, I'm going to have to take a break, and we're not going to hear from spirits, but we're going to hear from sponsors. And I want to share. I always, I'm very fortunate because I always have spirits surrounding me, and I acknowledge them. And this is so much fun to share Don Davis with all of you. We'll be right back.
Any moment we can be painfully reminded that none of us is immune from loss. Perhaps the worst nightmare of any parent is the loss of a child. When this happens to someone else, most parents quietly wonder how they could ever deal with such an inversion of the natural order. When author Donna Mevin lost her youngest daughter, Emma, she initially wanted to give up and join her beautiful, spirited 19-year-old. But she didn't. Instead, she wrote the multi-award-winning novel, Tomorrow Comes, an amazing book in which Donna chronicles the way her family lives forward and imagines the way Emma does too, in a magical land called After. Tomorrow Comes is available on Amazon and other online booksellers. Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. Also, I'm pleased to share with you that Priceless Personalities is now available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we have a very priceless personality visiting with us today, Don Davis, and he is with the Aquarius Healing Center. Don, could you give your website information and share with our listeners how they can contact you?
Yes. My website is called Psychic Don Davis. Make sure you put the word psychic first. I did that because if you just put Don Davis, there's a million of us. But if you put Psychic Don Davis, it comes right up. And on there, there's an area called Services and Contacts, and that will tell you how to contact me for a reading or to place a person on our healing list. We'll be glad to do that also. But you can get in touch with me for a reading, a private reading, via psychicdondavis.com.
Okay. Wonderful.
So
thank you.
I have to give something to you. You know, when it comes, I need to say it. My memory's not good.
But, nor is mine.
Right? Yeah. So right as you were bringing the commercial on, or signing off, I guess is the expression, I was getting the name Papa, and I wanted to ask you who Papa was to you. However, and you may have a different. Sometimes I'll get someone and there's two or three that fit the thing and they all have a message. But anyway, this papa was Papa Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway, and he liked your way of writing. He liked your communication, the way you communicate via writing. He also is talking about this book that I think I was talking about earlier, the female, but he also wanted to talk about what has happened this past week. And I think if we all, we've all read about the Bloody Moon and, you know, there's so much going on astrology-wise, you know, in the stars, in the skies. And I think if we stop and think about the Pope touched us, you know, I've liked Pope Francis since the very first that I saw him. There is just an eminence about him. But he touched us this year, this last week. John Bomer showed his true self this week by, oh my gosh, that man, I've always admired him. And I've sat and people have made fun that he sits so bored, you know. But by the same token, now we know why. He was chomping at the bit within himself because he doesn't like what's going on and was brave enough to say so and say, I won't allow a government shutdown, but I am stepping down, even if, you know, if I have to make that happen. Anyway, I just think that so much has happened this last week. And, you know, we're seeing relationships with Cuba. And that's what Papa Hemingway wanted to talk about. You know, he was big on Key West and Cuba and that area of our world. And he is inviting you to journal on it. He wants you to either write an article or write about him and Key West. I have no idea if you're interested in that or not, but has selected you to follow up. And he said there's something that you can communicate that he didn't get to. He was stymied, but you can. Now, I think I read that you're from Michigan.
Well, I'm from Michigan, but you know, Don, I have been to Key West. I've been to his home. I've sat on the grounds and felt, you know, his presence. His presence there is so amazing. I would love to write about him, but I need to. You need to ask him if he's going to help me with this.
Oh, he's definitely going to help. That's what he's trying to, you know, that's what he's trying to say. I'm there. We'll do it.
Okay. I have, you know, I must share that some of my writing has been channeled. I'm sure it has.
I picked that up on you.
Yeah. I've written things that, you know, late into the night, and I'd save it and turn off the computer, and the next morning I'd come back and I read it and I wonder, oh my gosh, who wrote this? Where did this come from?
Where did that come from? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, and I recognize that about you when the request came for the visit today. You know, and the first name I got was Cox, and I thought, I don't know that that fits her. Then I found out that January Jones' mother's name was Cox. The way that came, Wally Cox, who I think was Mr. Peepers or something on TV, early TV. He came and then, but left me with the name Cox. The only thing I think you have to do with Cox would be Cox Communications, right?
Well, you know,
have something in the works with Cox Communications.
Not at this moment, but I'd be open to it. And you know, they're actually I have used January Jones as my pseudonym for 22 years now. So I've used it for a long time. And there were two other January Jones. One is a gorgeous, beautiful actress who I think would have the Ox connection. That must be her mother. And she's on Mad Men. And then the other January Jones, interestingly enough, was an exotic dancer. And she used to appear on the Johnny Carson show. And she was living in Miami, Florida, 1963 to 65. And guess where I was living? I was living in the same place. So these communications are out there. You know, it's kind of interesting.
Yes.
When people,
it's a small world. Yes.
Well, I think especially the spirit world is a small world.
Oh, it's tremendous. I take it for granted, and sometimes I am in awe of the things that happen, you know, even though they've been happening for many, many years now. I started as a medium. I started feeling spirit. And then I got more leaning toward the psychic because it was better accepted, I think, by the world. Today, that isn't true. John Edward has helped make it. Therese, the Long Island medium, I like her.
Well, you know who's been on our show several times. I don't know if you're familiar with Mark Anthony, and he's the psychic lawyer, and he's been on the show several times, and he's done some amazing reading. What's the difference between a medium and a psychic?
Medium hears spirit, communicates with spirit. Psychics don't all. I have had good psychic say, oh, I wish I could talk to the spirits. I think anybody can, just like yourself, you know, anybody can. They just have to accept it. But a lot of the psychics just, you know, go by their instinct, their psychic feelings. And that's good. That's fine. It's just that I kind of realized along the way that maybe I'm more of a medium than a psychic, but I can't say that I always know who's helping me. I like it when, like, Papa Hemingway comes in and gives me the message for you, and he will keep after you. He'll leave me and come to you, you know. I can't write that well. I would love to, and I'm supposed to be doing a book, but it just doesn't happen, you know?
Well, you know, I'll share with you something and with our listeners that on my iPad and my Kindle, about a month ago, I purchased the biography of Ernest Hemingway, and I haven't read it yet, but guess what I'm going to be reading tonight?
I bet you are. Yeah, I almost didn't tell you about it, but I thought, well, I've got to. He's so strong. I just felt him right here telling me to mention it to you. You also have someone in spirit that you call Papa.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And was that your grandpa or your father?
My father.
Your father.
Yes.
Yeah, and he kind of has been here also. What is the sadness that's going on right now that he's trying to console you with?
Oh, well, there's just so many things going on. Some of it I can't really talk about on the air. But
I know.
And we had a very difficult relationship while he was alive. And so that part, there is a sadness in the actual relationship.
In that alone. But he is actually sure. You know, I've learned that spirit does not have tears, but they can show tears because we relate to them. And he's showing me tears for that life, for that parenting that you had to go through with him. He's also saying that there was something that he left you that you haven't unturned yet. Is unturned a word?
I don't know.
But there's something, a legacy that he has left you that you're you're shying away from, or bitter, maybe is the
bitter.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Possibly, yes.
And okay. Yeah, and he, and maybe it's the talent for caring for people, sharing life's examples. But I just feel like he did contact and wanted to give you a hug.
Oh, well, that's always wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And right now, we're going to share our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Don Davis.
The moment after you serve your customer, what will they tell the world? Social media has us so connected that a single voice has unprecedented power to benefit and to harm. What do your customers say? Do you know? Do you respond? What do you say? For years, Steve Holtquist has been helping businesses use the internet to be more productive and successful. Now he's showing businesses how to go back to the future, fostering and empowering relationships. Learn how to work in this new world. Find Steve at InfiniteSummit.com. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back. This is January Jones sharing success stories, and today I'm sharing psychic Don Davis with you. I want to also share that he has a fantastic website. It's psychicdondavis.com. When you go to his website, you'll have you can find things about him. You can contact him, and there is information about the Aquarius Healing Center. He has a wonderful blog, and in the blog, he discusses channeling, and he gives heads up what's new and information on workshops. I love the part in your blog where you entitle things moonbeams. How did that come to you, Don?
I started that because I, you know, everybody follows their sun sign in the paper and everything. And the moon is very, very strong, and actually our moon is almost as important to us where it was placed at a time of our birth and where it's evolving at any time in our life. For right now, we had this beautiful full moon this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like that before. You know, we live in a golf community, and we went out in our golf cart, and we were driving around looking, we were in our pajamas, and pretty soon we ended up at the neighbors, and we all had a party. And my understanding is we won't have this opportunity again till 2033.
That is correct. Yes, and it was truly beautiful.
Yeah.
And Aries is a leader, so we have new things happening. What this shake-up in our universe, in the heavens, is bringing, it's going to bring fairness, and it's going to bring things that have been in the works for 27 years. It's a cycle of 27 years, and it's kind of the ending of the 27 and the beginning of the new life for us. I feel privileged that, you know, I made it through my illness, and even though I'm older, I could live 27 more years to realize what I've been trying to accomplish all my life. You know, we stumble when we set our aims and our goals, and then we stumble because we're humans. We have the human error factor. But I think that we're all being given a chance to renew. I'm hoping that we don't make an idol, an icon out of Pope Francis. I hope we use him as the example. To me, that's what Christ was. I am a Christian, and I feel that Christ was sent to be an example of what we all should be. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that is also what the Pope is. And I just feel the love. I can feel it coming. And the trouble is, there's been so many selfish people or selfish
negativity.
Parts of the people, negativity, and that has to kind of be washed away. Now, if that moon didn't do that, I don't know what could. But, you know, it's just, it feels like we're being re-energized, and I've kind of been in awe. I personally am healing so very much better. It's almost like my back doesn't even hurt since Monday. It does get tired. You know, I can't overdo. But it just feels like I am healed. It feels good.
Oh, it does.
But
I
hope that we all can look for positive things.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that all of your positive predictions come true, and I'm also hoping that you will come back and visit with us again on the show in the future.
Well, I would be glad to. Time does go fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
You mentioned golf course. Where are you, in Arizona?
Yeah, we're in Payson, Arizona.
In Payson, beautiful spot,
North of Scottsdale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of up in the mountains, but nice, very nice. I like Payson.
It's a paradise. We love it here. Actually, you know, tomorrow I'm interviewing the mayor of Payson. Mayor Kenny Evans is going to be on the show, and we're going to talk about Payson as a retirement destination for a lot of people who are looking for a nice climate and clean air.
Much cleaner air than the valley. I was down in the valley. I got so tired of the sandy, dirty air, you know. But I couldn't wait to get back to the greenery of Iowa.
Yeah, I have to go now, Don. And I want to thank you and have you back on the show. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today, visiting with psychic medium Don Davis. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Don. We would love to welcome you to our No Whining World, when you can sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We'd love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Now remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Don Davis. Be sure to go to his website, psychicdondavis.com. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones.
We've got the love we think we deserve. In my life I've made so many mistakes. It's all we're in love.
Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.